Hi, everyone, and welcome to a mini-sode of the ABCs of Rock, proudly part of the Westin Media Podcast Network. Let's get this right out of the way at the top. I do not own the rights to any of the music played on this podcast. The musicians or the music labels own the copyright. My mission is simply to share my love of the music with you, and I hope to turn many of you on to the music, the bands, or the albums you weren't familiar with before. And as always, I urge you to legally purchase, legally download their music. The musicians need your support, and I hope that my show contributes to spreading the good word about these bands. I do not profit in any way from this podcast. It is truly done for my pure love of the music. So this is another mini-sode, new release Thursday. Last week, the legendary band Deep Purple released their 21st studio album titled Whoosh. For a band that is now in their 52nd year of existence, it is quite impressive that they are able to be so prolific. This is actually their third album in the last 7 years. I mean, they're putting out more music than Pearl Jam these days. I know, it's not all about numbers, and I'll admit that their latest efforts can be very hit or miss, and I believe the same can be said for this release as well. Once again, Deep Purple returns with the same lineup they've had since their 2003 release Bananas, with Ian Gillan on vocals, Steve Morris on guitar, Roger Glover on bass, Ian Paice on drums, and Don Airey on keyboards. I feel Whoosh starts off with a couple of their weaker songs, really some head-scratchers, but the middle of the album does find its groove with songs like Step by Step, What the What, The Long Way Round, and this song, which so far is my favorite on the album. Let's listen to The Power of the Moon. If you have enjoyed their recent albums such as Infinite and Now What, you are already primed to enjoy an album like this.
Isn't it?